Harmeet Dhillon, the DOJ has totally failed to protect our rights from big tech. By Lucas Nolan on October 6, 2020. Harmeet Dhillon, the former vice chairwoman of the California Republican Party and the lawyer that represented fired Google employee James Damore, appeared on Breitbart News today with Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow to discuss a number of topics, including the lack of action taken by the federal government to rein in the masters of the universe during the Trump administration. Speaking with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Today, former vice chairwoman of the California Republican Party and lawyer Harmeet Dhillon discussed a number of topics, including Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris and the upcoming vice presidential debate. Dhillon also discussed the future of big tech and the lack of action taken by the Trump administration to rein in the overwhelming power of Silicon Valley. Marlow introduced the topic of big tech later in the show, stating, "It seems like just so little has been done to take on the tech establishment over the last few years, and I just want to know if you agree. If you hold anyone specifically to blame for that, is there anything in the works that you know of? Any of your thoughts on that topic?" Dhillon replied, "If I had a criticism of people in the administration that I would share publicly, it would be that people in the Department of Justice whose job it was to protect our civil rights totally failed. And that goes all the way to the top, and it goes all the way to several layers of political appointees in the administration. And that was a mistake made early on, and it's a mistake that keeps on giving until this day. While we have our rights being violated with illegal handling of our ballots all over the United States, that would have been the job of the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ to file lawsuits about that. They didn't. It would have been their job to investigate tech censorship and violation of employment rights. That would also have been something for the EEOC to look at. They didn't. And it would have been a good idea in our antitrust division to appoint somebody there that isn't too cozy with the tech companies. There are many people in the administration, and by the way, former staffers of the RNC, whose dream job is landing a gig in big tech, and they can earn millions of dollars either as a government affairs consultant or a lawyer or a lobbyist. But if that's going to be the golden ring, not only are you not going to advance civil rights protection agenda for Americans, you would prefer to stop it and brag about it during your job interviews, and I think that's what's going on with some people." Listen to the full episode at Breitbart News Today here.